The parties separated. The Duke drove to a friend's house in the neighborhood without a wish or desire to see his new acquaintance till that day 7 years. But the memory of the Cornish elector, not being burdened with such a variety of objects, was more retentive. The supervisor died a few months after, and the Duke's humble friend, relying on the word of a peer, was conveyed to London post-haste and ascended with alacrity the steps of that nobleman's palace. The reader should be informed that just at this time no less a person than the King of Spain was expected hourly to depart this life, an event in which the Minister of Great Britain was particularly concerned, and the Duke of Newcastle, on the very night that the proprietor of the decisive vote arrived at his door, had sat up anxiously, expecting dispatches from Madrid. Wearied by official business and agitated spirits, he retired to rest, having previously given particular instructions to his porter not to go to bed, as he expected every minute a messenger with advices of the greatest importance, and desired that he might be shown upstairs the moment of his arrival.